Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3369. Today we're continuing our third little mini-series about the short stories in the From a Certain Point of View collection celebrating Return of the Jedi. Today we're going to talk about the Sai Snoodles story. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So yeah, try saying Sai Snoodles story three times fast. That's what we've got on tap here in the From a Certain Point of View collection of tales celebrating the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi. This is Kristen Baver's story, and to my knowledge, I think this is the first fiction piece from Kristen Baver, and it's good and interesting and introspective. It's kind of a fascinating little story, so not a heck of a lot happens, quote unquote, in the story. It's called Satisfaction. It is Sai basically deciding that she does not want to go onto the sail barge when it's heading off to the pit of Carcoon, and manages to get out of that situation. And then she is reflecting on her life, and then finds out, and by the way, we are in full spoiler territory if you hadn't figured that out yet, finds out that the sail barge has exploded and tons of people are dead. So this is one that, as we've been talking about with various stories that we've been covering, this one pretty much takes place entirely during the course of the events of Return of the Jedi, which puts it sort of in the minority of the stories, although she is having reflections about her past history, you know, going all the way back to Zero the Hutt, and also doing things with the character that, you know, fill her out from, you know, the history that we know. So if you've only watched the movie, you know her as the singer for the Max Rebo Band, or at least the first singer, and then Joe Yauza gets added in the special edition, right? But she has a long and storied history in Clone Wars cartoon stuff and has done like bounty hunting work. She was formerly romantically linked to Zero the Hutt. She performed on Nal Hutta for a time. She had a residency on Coruscant too. Yeah, she's been a very busy character over the years, and you know, she just seems like this, you know, odd little Muppet type character in Return of the Jedi, but there's a depth to the character that Kristen Baver plumbs and does it very well. Anyway, she does find out that it was Leia, the prisoner as it's described to her, that killed Jabba, and it makes Sai very happy, and there's a line about how she'd never dared to imagine such poetry in his offing, basically, so that was definitely fun. And she's considering the possibility of vying for Jabba's throne. Now, we know that Bib Fortuna eventually gets that, and we don't necessarily know what happens in the interim, because Sai says, I'm going to have to think about this, about whether she's going to stay and trying to take over Jabba's whole operation, or whether she's going to pursue her musical dreams and try to get back to the bright lights of Coruscant. And that's how the story ends. So again, you know, it's not a very, you know, action-packed story or anything like that, but it was definitely reflective and had great moments of humor on it, and I really enjoyed it. So that was Satisfaction about Sai Snoodles in the From a Certain Point of View collection, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.